One Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Start with the mikvah. In the mikvah, the Brisa says, "Ma'im shekol gufo ole behem." The kamehin amalama brum shaloshama. Okay, so first of all, the lashon of ola could we see in other places can mean bittel, mavato. We see by truma ole the mea ve'echad. So ola can have the connotation of bittel, and a birya, right, a full thing, like a living thing. We hold, we might say, a birya is low bottle, right? But there is a Yerushalmi that says a birya could be bottle in 960. And 960 is how many lug there are in a mikvah. It's 40 sa'ah, which is 960 lug. So therefore, shekol gufa ole behem in this in the mikvah, so a person becomes like bottle, becomes bottle when he goes into the mikvah. So ola, as we say, can be bittel. And with this, you can understand Rabbi Akiva's famous mimer in the Yoma, Ma mikvah metaher es ha tehorim, es ha tmeim, excuse me, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metar es Yisrael. Meaning that how is Hashem metar Yisrael, like a mikvah is works on a person. So we said, how does a mikvah work? A mikvah is in mevatel the person. The person is like a birya, that he's mevatel in the 960 lug of water, that's bittel. And that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mataras Yisrael. By us being Mevatel ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's how Hashem is Mataras Yisrael. Okay. Then there's the famous Gra on this thing. His favorite is this, he's this Kidarko. He uses this Gemara to explain something we find in Chumash. In Parshas Chayisar, that Avraham Avinu, when he buried Sarah, he paid for it arba meot shekel kesef, right? Over lasocher. So he explains, where did this arba meot, where did this number come from? 400 shekel. So using our Gemara, first of all, little background, the Gemara says that there's an inyan for a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara discusses how many Tamevatl Talmud Torah for Leviathan Mace. So the question is how many people, to come to Leviathan. So for Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says, Kenetilasa Nitinasa. Right? The same way when the Torah was given with 600,000 people, so too, when it gets taken away, the Torah gets taken away, and a person gets Talmud Chacham is taken away from this world. There's also needing to have 600,000 people by Leviah. And therefore, the person can mevatel until there's 600,000 people. Mevatel from his learning way. So therefore, Avraham Avinu wanted 600,000 people at Sarah's Leviah. Okay, so now, our Gemara said over here, the mikvah is in enough of water that a person's guk could oleb him, as he can go inside, literally. And how much is that? How big is the body? It's an amma by an amma, by three high. Okay, so by length and width, a person takes up an amma, a squared amma, amma by amma. Okay, so then he makes the cheshbon. So he says, a beit sa'ah is how big? It's 50 by 50 ammas. Okay, so 50 by 50 ammas is 2,500 ammas squared. That's a beit sa'ah. And the Avraham Avinu needed... an amma by an amma a person takes. So if he wanted an area that 600,000 people could stand, so you need 600,000 and each one's an amma by an amma. So how many beit sa'ahs would that be for 600,000? So 600,000 divided by 2,500 is 240. So he needed 240 beit sa'ah for this 600,000 people. 240 beit sa'ah is how many beit kur? We'll see in a second why we're bringing it to kur. But a beit kur, so a beit kur is 30 beit sa'ahs. So therefore, it's 240 divided by 30 is 8. So he needed an area of 8 beit kur. Now the Mishnah says in Erechin that a person that is makdish is his sadeh on Shnas Yovel, so he has to give 50 shekel for each beit kur. Okay, so we see, therefore, the value of a beit kur is 50 shekel. And we said Avinu needed 8 Beit Kor. So what's 8 times 50? 400. That's why he needed 400. He paid 400 shekels for the plot for
the
star.
There's that 400 was too much. Much more than what it was.
So it comes out. It's not the case. It's exact.
600,000
people. I don't know. At least he did his ishtadlus. Okay. That's that. Next, another interesting the graph. Let's just get the thing. Gemara said on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It says, Amar Mar, Gezel Varayas Nafsho, the person's nefesh is Mechmadasan Umitavelehem. So the Gemara explains, what is like double Lashon? That it's the Gezel Varayas person has Mechmadasan and Mitavelehem. So he explains, what's the difference between, we see all over, Chemd and Taiva. Sounds like the same thing, you know, a desire. But he explains the difference between Chemda and Taiva is that Chemda is for out chitzoniastic things. In other words, I have a desire for things that are outside my body. I have a desire for wealth, for money, for cars, for houses. These are things outside. And then those are, that's the Lashon Chemda is used for that. Taiva is something for internal, like desires, internal desires that you want. Right? They make pleasures, make you feel good. Okay, not the physical things. That's the difference between Chemda and Taiva. Mela says the Gemara that Gezel and Arayas is Mechmadasan Mitavelehem. Why? Because the Gezel is what? A person steals, that's physical things he's stealing. So there the Lashon is Chemda because it's external things, whereas Arayas is the internal pleasure, so that's Taiva. Therefore it says the Mechmadasan Mitavelehem. The Mechmadasan is Kenega the Gezel, and the Kenega the Arayas is Mitavelehem. You know. Maybe. Well, one for that, one for that. Yeah. So to include both. But they're together. Okay. Next on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We said the. Rabbi Elazar, or Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, Adam Tzofe Bo Mitzofa Olam Ad Tzofo, and right, there's a special light. Now, with the light that Hashem created, Vayhi Or, the first day was not the sun and the moon. It's not the light that we have. It's a special light that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created that one could see from one end of the world to the other with. And came into Yisrael, but it's Baruch Hu, but Dora Mabul, Dora Flaga, Virasha, that they're my same Elmokul Kalim, therefore Hashem Amad Viganzo. And so he put him away in Geniza. And then what happened? What, when is it going to come? We're going to use it. And later on, Ulami Ganzo, let Tzadikim, let's see Lava. Hashem will put away this life at Tzadikim in the future. Shanei Marva, Yarlakim, et Zor, Kitov, Ein Tov, Edo, Tzadik, etc. Okay, so first of all, the Baal Shem Tov says that this light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away, that you can see from one end of the world to the other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Torah. And therefore, someone who's Osek in Torah can reveal this light. And in fact, he said there's a hint to that in the Baal HaTorim. Baal HaTorim says, V'yar lukim et ha'or ki tov, et ha'or in Gematria is Batorah. So this light, in fact, is can be found in the Torah. And there's a from a sefer called Be'er Mayim Chaim, ties in very nicely because this week's Sedra, well, something to connect it, Nyana Diyoma. So he says like this, that when somebody is, when you have, it's a number of people with the same name, for example, you might want to call them by a nickname, so in order to differentiate. So he says that the or, when it says in the pasuk Vayikra Elokim leor yom, so this or that we're talking about, we said, was a special or that was only there for one day, right? The first day of creation, and Hashem was gonizit. So it was only around for one day, and therefore Hashem wanted to give it a nickname. And what did he call it? Vayikra Elokim leor. He called it yom. Now, why would he pick that name? Does it make sense? Since this light was only around for one day, so he called it Yom. It's a good name for it. Where do we find this? We saw the other day, right? The guy that went to the Beis Midrash 3 months and then came back 3 months there for, so what do they call him? Bar Bei Rav Lechad Yoma. Why? That was his nickname. So he used to go to the Beis Midrash for one day. So that was his name, one day, right? So to here, the Or was around for only one day, the first light. Then the person, Hashem put it away. So if you call Kim Lohar Yom, you call the nickname Yom. So the Zohar says that this Yom is Kosh Baruch Hu also uses to perform open miracles. So Mela explains the pasuk in this week's Sedra. Vayosha Hashem es Yisrael vayom hahu. That Hashem saves us at Yam Suf, did an open miracle. So the open miracles are done with this light of this Or. There, Vayosha Hashem es Yisrael, he saved Israel. How did he save them? Vayom hahu, with that Yom, with that Or that was called Yom. Vayom hahu. Okay. Let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara then brought these various things. I'm Rav Zutra Bartuvia, I'm Rav Basarad Varim Nivra Olam. Right? The Chokhma, Tfuna, Das, Koach, Gaira, etc. So, one of the things we said was Gara, right? Like rebuke, if you want to call it, tell somebody off, Gara. And where do we, what is that, what pasuk? Dixiv, as it says, Amude Shamayim, Yerofafu, Vismahu, Migaraso. That the amudim, the pillars, whatever, of Shemayim were like weak, were wobbly, and then v'ismahu begaraso, but then they were, Hashem gave them gaira, and then they became strong. And then the Gemara goes on, and we see that not only Shemayim, this was the case, that Hashem gave goer b'hem, right, that he rebuked them per se, but also by the yam as well. And the world itself, as it says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, b'sha shebar kodesh baruch hu atolam, hayam machriv v'holech kishtei pakayos shel shesi, ad shegaru b'kodesh baruch hu v'mido." The world, the ground was expanding, also until Hashem gave a rebuke, and then it stopped. And Amar Reish Lakish, b'sha shebar kodesh baruch hu es hayam. The yam was also expanding, till Kadosh Baruch Hu is goer ba. So it says Ad Shegarba Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yipshu and stop. Okay, so we find these three things: the first the Shemayim, and then the Aretz itself, the ground was expanding, and also the yam. Okay, now a few things. First of all, we use the expression by. A person is a Yirish Shemayim, right? it's used also, but not so much, he's a Yiri Hashem. But normally we say he's a Yiri Shemayim. So it brings the explanation from the Chidush Yerim, based on this Gemara, why Yiri Shemayim. So he says, because the Rashi says in Chumash, he brings some of this from what we saw over here, that the Shemayim, was when a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it, was very like wet, it was very soft, and like it could cave in or whatever. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was goer, like we saw, was goer, like rebuked the Shemayim, and then that hardened it. So like Rashi says over there in Chumash, that's when, what happens when you like scream at a person, so he goes into shock, right, and he gets stiff, when you scream at him. So too, the Shemayim was, weak because it was soft, and then the Kadosh Baruch was goer bo, and then it got stiff because of like out of fear, and to this day, the Shemayim is luckily stiff, and so it's still stiff from that gara of a Kadosh Baruch. So in Mele, he says so too, the Yirish Shemayim is somebody who has this fear of Hashem. It's not just fear here, and then he goes back to his old ways. No, he's constantly has this fear in him, right, of Hashem, and that's reminiscent of the Shemayim. That's from the days of creation, day of creation until today, the Shemayim is still stiff from that gyre of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So too, somebody who's a Yirish Shemayim is somebody who is constantly has this fear of Hashem.
And the translation might be the word scold.
Scold. Okay. Good. Thank you. Okay. Yes. Okay, one last thing. Yes. He has a very beautiful Kliyakar also on this idea. So he says that, as we saw, that there's three things that had the same property to it, right? That it was like expanding, and then until Hashem scolded him, then it stopped. What are they? We saw the Shemayim, the Er Aretz as well, and the Yam. So he says, there's something very interesting. He says that we see a man, okay, was created basically from these three things. A person's, a human being was created from these three elements. The Shemayim is the Neshama, comes from Shemayim. And then Hashem took the ground, which is made up of the earth itself, and the water, and he was Megabel, made this teeth that Rashi brings down, and so much, he made this man out of the ground, of needed it per se, and put in the Neshama from Shemayim, and there's man. So man's made up of these three elements that we see in the Gemara over here, right? The Eretz, the Yam, and the Shemayim. And it fits very nice because the Ish was a man's Ish. What's Ish? Aleph Yud-Shin. Eretz, Yam, and Shemayim. Aleph Yud-Shin. So that's what a person's made of. So he says, very interesting, he says, and the way things go, something a person's made of, so he has those tchunot, he has those characteristics, that's what he's made of. So mainly we saw the tchunot of these three things are things which expanded until Kosh Baruch Hu scolded it, right? So mainly, because that's why human beings have this nature, tendency, to constantly want to expand, meaning they want more, they've never satiated, they want more and more and more, the time is enough, nothing will stop them, right? They say, don't, you know, no, you can't, don't give me any limits, I want to do whatever I want, and that's a human being, that's a teva. They want to expand, and it doesn't want any rules, any regulations, just wants to fulfill his tithes. And that makes sense, because the person's made up of those three things that originally, that's their tchuna, to want to expand, that's a human being. Elamai, until the Kosh Baruch Hu is goer, right, scolded them, then they stop. So where is that? So that's the Torah. The Torah was given to, so to speak, to goer banu, to scold us, to put us in our place, and so we stop expanding. We stop running after a tithe. That's the Torah that was Kosh Baruch Hu gave us, and that's the gaira that's supposed to stop us from these three things.